Australian regulators will hold an emergency meeting tonight to decide whether to ban a common type of breast implant linked to cancer. Textured implants have been associated with 90 cases of lymphoma and at least 4 deaths. Last week, French authorities banned certain types of breast implants and 3 other countries followed suit. Alison Branley from the specialist reporting team has the story.
Professional ballerina Lily Bones was just 29 years old and at the top of her career when one costume change altered her life forever.
I actually found my lump jumping in and out of a costume. It was a quick change.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer and enrolled in a clinical trial where in one surgery she was given a double mastectomy and implants made by a company called Allergan.
I was told that my implants wouldn't rupture. I remember that. Quite distinctly.
A decade on, these implants have ruptured and started to contract. Lily is now a mother of a 2-year-old and is living with both the risk of silicone leaking and the looming threat of a rare type of blood cancer associated with her implants, called anaplastic large cell lymphoma. At an emergency meeting tonight, the Therapeutic Goods Administration will consider whether these implants should be banned because the latest research has raised the risk of the cancer to as high as nearly 1 in 3,000. In Australia, 90 women have developed the lymphoma and 4 women in Australia and New Zealand have died. The cancer is linked to a specific bacteria and has been known to take up to a decade to emerge. Last year, the regulator suspended the product's registration, but it still allowed implants registered before December to be used. Meanwhile, the ABC understands some Australian surgeons were still offering the brand of implants to patients at the start of this year. Now, a group of women have approached legal firm Slater & Gordon about a possible class action against its makers. Professor Anand Deva is a global authority on the rare cancer and will be at the TGA meeting tonight. He says it's time for Australian authorities to take decisive action.
But we'll also present some new research. We've got a paper coming out next month. Our findings show a risk that is rising. I would hope that they would make a decision, you know, sooner rather than later. I think simply to delay or sit on your hands at this point is probably not a good way to go.
Last week, French authorities withdrew 7 brands of textured implants from the market, including Nuup polyurethane implants. But in the US, its regulator says it still wants further information. For women like Lily Bones, that's not good enough.
I've got enough to worry about. I don't need other issues to be playing on my mind.
Patient Lily Bones, ending that report by Alison Branley, and in a statement, a spokesman for Allergan said the decision by French regulators was not based on any new evidence and that it stands by the risk-benefit profile of its products.